Carmine Fusco was a career horse trainer and co-owner at the Wingate Farm in Bushkill Township. He raced horses at several area racetracks, including Mohican Sun Pocono, Harrah's in Chester, PA, and Yonkers Raceway in New York. Farm owner and friend Dan Markowitz says he met Fusco through his brother Vincent Fusco about 10 years ago.
One day Vinny was saying, "Man, my brother, he's up in New York State at this farm, and when he goes to one of the tracks, Harrah's Racetrack in Pennsylvania, it's such a long haul." He said, "You know, a place in between would be a great place for a horse farm." So I went out, found a piece of property. Everybody liked it, and that's how I met Carmine.
A builder by trade, Markowitz bought the land and built the facilities. He owns most of the farm with his son and says Fusco was a part owner who worked directly with the horses.
Carmine's been in the business for probably in his own business for 30 years at least as a standard bred trainer. And, you know, before that, when he was younger, his father was a trainer and he worked for his father.
Markowitz describes Fusco as a hardworking guy.
He was a trainer like other trainers. You know, you get there early and train your horses, take them out, take care of them. You know, he had his own people working for him. And lately he's been going to the racetrack a lot at night with the horses when they race. He's been around a long time. Everybody in the business knows him.
Markowitz says he didn't see Fusco often. Both had busy schedules and that they hadn't spoken since Fusco had fallen ill. Markowitz says no one else from the horse farm has gotten sick.
You know, everybody is cleared. One girl who worked for him got tested. She's fine. Actually, two girls. They were fine. And Saturday is going to be 14 days since he was there last.
Fusco was a family man, Markowitz says, and most of his relatives lived in New Jersey.
Carmine was the head of the family. The father passed away a couple of years ago. And Carmine sort of was the head honcho. And he had no children, but he has, like, I think I read, like 27 nieces and nephews. And he was very close with a lot of them. And they would get together all the time. They'd have, the mother would make big meals on Sunday, you know, Italian meal every Sunday. So he would drive down to Jersey and the whole family would get together.
Markowitz says he was stunned by Fusco's death.
He's a strong guy. You know, he didn't have any pre-existing conditions that I knew of. You know, I think he was healthy. It's not somebody you think that the virus would kill. Somebody you think would recover from it.
Carmine Fusco had no children. He is survived by his wife. Jen Rehill, WLVR News.